Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Gary Ward. Batting second. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Engel. Batting fourth. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Hatcher. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting 8th. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting 9th. The left fielder, Mark Funderburk. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Fernando Arroyo. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a line drive towards the mound. Gura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae scores. Way then moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Way then scores. Washington moves to third. It's 2-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Royals, 2, Twins, 2. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins hits a fly ball into left field. Funder Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Funder Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funder Burke hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from way then and he is safe. Washington steals second. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 1 in the game. Engel hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Royals. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Funder Burke throws the ball into Mackinnon who tags Way then, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ward. Washington reaches second base with a double. Bob Veselick now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. It's 5-2, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-2 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Akins moves to second. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Way then takes first base on ball 4. Akins moves to third. Hurdle moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Funderburk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funderburk is 0-for-1 in the game. Funderburk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a line drive into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Akins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brett moves to third. Akins moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-2 in the game. Engel hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wathen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatcher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Way then fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. White moves to second. Jack O'Connor now pitching. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mackinnon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 2 in the game. Laudner hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Funderburk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funderburk is 0 for 2 in the game. Funderburk hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 4 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Motley pinch hits for Clint Hurdle. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to second. John Verhoeven now pitching. John Waven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waven is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Waven hits a line drive into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a line drive into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Daryl Motley now playing right field. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 3 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.